Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Coffee Break Spanish Espresso, Episode 6. Hola a todos y bienvenidos a Coffee Break Spanish. Welcome back to this Coffee Break Spanish Espresso show, in which we're bringing you our regular quick shot of Spanish to help you keep thinking about the language on a regular basis. Now, before we finish today's episode, I must remember to tell you about the Coffee Break Spanish 2-Minute Challenge, which is a new podcast that we've released, which will help you to build your Spanish vocabulary in our video episodes. But I'll tell you more about that later. For now, let's get on with the episode. In this episode, we're taking a look at a poster which I saw recently on landing in Barajas Airport in Madrid, El Aeropuerto de Barajas. Everywhere I looked, there were different examples of this advertisement. If you're listening to this episode on the podcast app of your mobile device, then you should be able to see the photo. If not, head over to coffeebreakspanishespresso.com and just click on episode 6. Now, the slogan on the poster is as follows. A todos nos gusta volar. I'll say that again. A todos nos gusta volar. It's relatively straightforward, but it made me think of how it can sometimes be tricky to use the verb gustar. Let's think about nos gusta volar. We like to fly. Making it I like to fly, me gusta volar. And then when we add in the a todos, then that's the equivalent of putting in the word all in English. A todos nos gusta volar. We all like to fly. Now, first of all, let's think about gustar. Remember that it's the opposite way around from in English. I say, I like chocolate, but that becomes in Spanish, chocolate pleases me, or chocolate is pleasing to me. Me gusta el chocolate, or el chocolate me gusta. Now, with our phrase, a todos nos gusta volar, we're also thinking about the fact that me gusta or nos gusta is followed by an infinitive. We all like to fly. But an equally valid translation of this is we all like flying. A todos nos gusta volar. We all like flying. However, it's important to remember that although we use the ing form in English, I like flying, I like singing, I like dancing, in Spanish we have to use the infinitive. Me gusta volar, me gusta cantar, me gusta bailar, and so on. Now, something else that we need to think about with gustar is how to say that someone else likes doing something. In English, I like flying, María likes flying. There's no real change there. But in Spanish, we have to change it slightly. I like flying, me gusta volar. But María likes flying, a María le gusta volar. So the le is to her, it pleases, le gusta volar. But we also have to put in a María le gusta volar. A María le gusta volar. Or a María le gusta comer paella. María likes eating paella. And we can use this a also when we want to reinforce who it is that's liking something. For example, I could say, a mí me gustan los champiñones, pero a ti no te gustan los champiñones. I like mushrooms, but you don't. A mí me gustan los champiñones. A ti no te gustan los champiñones. So this is where we get the a todos. A todos nos gusta volar. We all like flying. Literally, to all, a todos, nos gusta, to us is pleasing or to us pleases to fly, volar. A todos nos gusta volar. So how would we say then, they all like flying? Here we need to say, a todos les gusta volar. A todos les gusta volar. What about you all, using the vosotros form in Spain? You all like flying. That would become, a todos os gusta volar. Or if it's a question, a todos os gusta volar. Do you all like flying? A todos os gusta volar. Just one more thing before we move on from volar, because obviously we can use volar, the verb to fly, as in planes and birds flying. But there's also a nice expression, como vuela el tiempo, how time flies. Volar is a radical changing verb. That means it changes from the O in the infinitive, volar, to UE when it's conjugated in the yo, tú, él, ella, and ellos, ellas form. Vuelo, vuelas, vuela, volamos, voláis, vuelan. So here, how time flies, como vuela el tiempo. So there's lots to say about this one poster, and it just goes to show that if you're lucky enough to be able to visit a place where Spanish is spoken, then you really do need to look around you and see the richness of the language in posters and adverts and really in every example of Spanish that you see. There is more information about volar and this expression, nos gusta volar, in this week's notes. If you've not already signed up for a membership, then you can find out how you can do that at coffeebreakspanishespresso.com. Okay, it's time for Subjunctive of the Week. I love that jingle. It's so cheesy. Fernanda, ¿cómo se diría cheesy en español?
En español se diría cursi.
Cursi, muy claro. Cursi. Muy cursi. Muy cursi. Bueno, hola, Fernanda.
Hola, Mar, ¿qué tal?
Muy bien, ¿y tú?
Muy bien, gracias. Bueno, el subjuntivo de esta semana es hasta qué.
Ah, ¿hasta qué?
Sí.
¿Qué quiere decir? Until.
Sí, muy bien, muy bien. Hay bastantes canciones que dicen hasta qué.
Hasta qué, sí. Vamos a ver.
Bueno, la primera oración es, yo te espero aquí hasta que llegues. La repetimos, yo te espero aquí hasta que llegues. ¿Sabes lo que significa, Mark?
Ok, yo te espero aquí. I will wait for you here.
Sí.
En español es el presente, ¿no?
Sí, sí.
I am waiting for you here, pero en inglés diríamos, I will wait for you here. Hasta que llegues, until you arrive.
Perfecto, muy bien. Y el subjuntivo es llegues, que viene del verbo llegar. ¿Sabes lo que significa?
To arrive.
Sí, perfecto, muy bien.
I suppose this is a little bit like cuando. Cuando llegues, We don't know if you're going to arrive or not.
Es una hipótesis, sí.
Entonces utilizamos el hasta que o cuando llegues, el subjuntivo después. So we'll wait here or I'll wait here until you arrive. And that's a hypothesis, so we don't know if it's going to happen or not.
Una hipótesis, sí. Muy bien. Ahora, la segunda oración dice, nos quedaremos en la fiesta hasta que termine. Repitámosla. Nos quedaremos en la fiesta hasta que termine. ¿Cuál es la traducción, Mark?
Ok, nos quedaremos en la fiesta. Quedarse en esta situación es to stay.
Sí.
So we'll stay at the party hasta que termine, until it finishes.
Sí, perfecto. Algo que a los hispanos nos encanta, quedarnos hasta el final. Y bueno, ahora el subjuntivo de esta oración es termine, que viene del verbo terminar.
Claro, terminar quiere decir to finish.
Sí.
Terminar ends in er, but in the subjunctive forms we use the e endings. Termine, termines, termine, terminemos, terminéis, terminen.
Perfecto, Marc, has hecho todos tus deberes.
Bueno, muchas gracias, Fernanda.
Gracias, Marc. Adiós. Subjunctive of the
week. Okay, we'll be back in just a moment. In between lessons of Coffee Break Spanish, why not check out our social media accounts? On Facebook, just search for Coffee Break Spanish. We post regular language challenges and cultural information. We are Learn Spanish on Twitter. And you can come behind the scenes with the Coffee Break team by searching for Coffee Break Languages on Instagram. Practice your Spanish and join the conversation with Coffee Break Spanish.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Okay, let's get on with the lesson. And now it's time for the final part of this espresso shot. And of course, it's time for La Cita de la Semana, our quotation of the week. In our advert this week, we talked about the verb volar, flying. And we've chosen a thought-provoking quotation from Martin Luther King Jr. It goes like this. Hemos aprendido a volar como los pájaros, a nadar como los peces, pero no hemos aprendido el sencillo arte de vivir como hermanos. I'll say that again. Hemos aprendido a volar como los pájaros, a nadar como los peces, pero no hemos aprendido el sencillo arte de vivir como hermanos. Let's go through this and talk about the language in this thought-provoking quote. So, hemos aprendido a hacer algo. We have learned to do something. Aprendido is the past participle of the verb aprender. So, we have learned, hemos aprendido a volar como los pájaros. We've learned to fly like birds. Un pájaro is a bird. A nadar como los peces. To swim like fish. Un pez or un pez. A fish, peces, or peces, fish, the plural form. So, hemos aprendido a volar como los pájaros. We've learned to fly like birds. A nadar como los peces. To swim like fish. And notice we need to repeat that a. We've learned to fly. Hemos aprendido a volar. And then to swim. A nadar. So, hemos aprendido a volar como los pájaros. A nadar como los peces, pero no hemos aprendido el sencillo arte de vivir como hermanos. But we have not learned the simple art, el sencillo arte de vivir como hermanos, of living as brothers or brothers and sisters. El sencillo, sencillo or sencillo is the word for simple. El sencillo arte de vivir como hermanos. We've not learned the simple art of living like brothers. Let's have a listen to the phrase one more time. Hemos aprendido a volar como los pájaros, a nadar como los peces, pero no hemos aprendido el sencillo arte de vivir como hermanos. Now, that's almost it for this week, but I'd like to remind you about what I mentioned at the beginning of the lesson, and that is that we've got a new podcast. It's called the Coffee Break Spanish 2-Minute Challenge, and this is a video podcast which will help you develop your vocabulary and keep your brain ticking over with Spanish words and phrases. The idea is that we have chosen a word, we've jumbled it up, and you've got to identify the word from the letters. And if you can't find that word, then you can try to find the longest word you can using those letters. It's great fun. It just lasts 2 or 3 minutes, and you will build your vocabulary each day with some of the words that we find in those letters. Sometimes it's easy words, sometimes it's more complicated words that you may not know. So it's the perfect opportunity for you to build your vocabulary. To find out more about the Coffee Break Spanish 2-Minute Challenge, head over to coffeebreakspanishchallenge.com, where there are already 10 episodes of the show, and we are publishing 3 episodes every week to keep you on your toes. Okay, that is it for this episode of The Espresso. We hope you've enjoyed this espresso shot of Coffee Break Spanish. However, this has been only a small taste of our full menu of courses available. Whether you're an absolute beginner, getting ready for a trip to a Spanish-speaking country, or you're studying Spanish at an advanced level and want to improve your grammar or increase your range of expression, we have a course for you. To take your Spanish to the next level, head over to coffeebreakspanish.com. This is a production of the Radiolingua Network. Find out more at radiolingua.com.